Hello, and welcome to English for You. It's Pat here.
And Christopher over here.
And we're going to be talking about this month's fun facts today.
I love fun facts. How about you, Pat?
Yeah, I do like completely, knowledge that's both really fun to know and mostly useless. It's kind of good to have. Good conversation starter.
I agree, although sometimes I state facts that I know and people give me weird looks because they're not necessary for the conversation that we're having. But can you tell me any facts?
Yes. There are several mammals in the world that lay eggs.
Ooh. Is a platypus one of them?
It is, and the echidna is another one.
I have no idea what an echidna is.
Okay, well, it's a mammal that lays eggs. So today we're going to look at four fun facts, and we're going to start our first one right now.
Reading.
Fun facts. One. Making violins is both an art and a science. Guess how many pieces of wood it takes to build the instrument. A. 12. B. 37. C. 70. You put all the pieces together if you chose C. The modern violin was designed by Andrea Amati about 500 years ago. The wood used is usually from a spruce or maple tree. These woods are tough, but they also help to produce the violin's beautiful tone. 2. People go to casinos to see if they can win a big jackpot. But there is one thing they will never see in a Las Vegas casino. What is it? A. A glass of wine. B. A wall clock. C. A police officer. You saw the writing on the wall if you guessed B. Unlike a movie theater or an amusement park, it's totally free to walk into a casino. On the other hand, you have to pay for every game you play. Casino owners know that if people lose track of time, they are more likely to stay and keep spending money. So, they don't put clocks on the wall.
3. Okay, so our first fun fact, okay, it's all about musical instruments and violins. Now, I've never tried to play the violin in my life. Chris, how about you?
I have, and it made my hearing become damaged. That was terrible. It was an awful sound. It sounded like this.
Okay, well, we hope this article doesn't bring bad memories to you then. Okay, so number one, making violins is both an art and a science. Okay, guess how many pieces of wood it takes to build the instrument.
All right, well, here are our options. A, 12, B, 37, C, 70.
Okay, interesting. Now, for me, 70 seems too many, and 12 seems too few, so I'm gonna go in the middle. And I also reckon because it's just a strange number, it's more likely to be correct. I'm gonna say B.
I agree, for the same reasons, that 12 is too few and the 70 is too many.
Alright, well, let's look at the answer, and a bit of a surprise, you put all the pieces together if you chose C. Okay, so it is C. It is 70 pieces. 70 pieces of wood to make a violin. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right. Well, we saw the phrase, put all the pieces together. Would you like to explain this, Pat?
Sure. You can say put all the pieces together. It's also related to just the phrasal verb piece together when piece is used as a verb. Put all the pieces together here, pieces is a noun, and it just means to understand the whole of something by understanding all of the smaller individual parts in it. Think of a jigsaw puzzle. You know, you look at them and you go, okay, this looks like a bit of sky, but I don't know what the final picture is until I put it all together and go, oh, okay, it was sky and this is a countryside.
Which is a perfect way to illustrate that idiom, because when you put a puzzle together, you really are putting pieces of a picture together.
Hmm.
Well, a picture puzzle one, at least.
Okay, so as another example sentence, we could say, once Sherlock Holmes put all the pieces together, he figured out who the killer was.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Smart Sherlock.
Yep.
Okay, the article continues, the modern violin was designed by Andrea Amati about 500 years ago.
Okay, I didn't realize they were quite so old, violins.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Mm. I always thought that a famous violin type is called the Stradivarius, and I guess I got it into my head that he actually invented it. I guess not.
No?
Okay, the article goes on and says, the wood used is usually from a spruce or maple tree. Okay, two different types of trees here. The first one is a spruce, okay, and a spruce is an evergreen, which means it doesn't lose its leaves in the fall. Okay, it stays green and the leaves stay on the trees mostly all year round. Okay, and in fact, a spruce doesn't have leaves as much as it has needles, a bit like a kind of pine tree or Christmas tree.
That's right. And maple is another type of tree, and some are, like the spruce, evergreens, but most of the maples actually lose their leaves in the autumn or fall. The maple leaf also appears on the Canadian flag. So, a lot of people might recognize it if you know the flag
exactly.
of Canada.
Now, both of these trees produce wood that actually carries sound waves really well. That's why they're used. They're quite hard woods, but they transmit sound waves really well. So, you find these kind of woods, spruce and maple, in lots of other instruments. Spruce is often used in pianos and guitars, while maple turns up in cellos, drums, and in the necks of electric guitars.
Wow, those are all interesting facts that I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the article. These woods are tough, but they also help to produce the violin's beautiful tone.
Mm-hmm. So the tone is the kind of sound of the music. So if you made them out of something else, these violins just wouldn't sound the same. All right, let's move on to our second fun fact for today, okay, which starts by saying people go to casinos to see if they can win a big jackpot, okay? A casino is a place where gambling is legal, okay? You're allowed to make bets, play gambling games for money there. Some famous places with casinos are Las Vegas in America and Macau, which is just across the sea.
Right. Now, jackpot, we also heard you say that, is a noun, and this is a large cash prize in a lottery or a gambling activity. So if you were to go to a casino, you could try to win a jackpot, which would be a lot of money, or you could actually get a cash prize, a jackpot, from the receipts in Taiwan.
Yes, indeed. Although I've never made more, I think 1,000 is the most ever I've got.
I won 4,000, but unfortunately, I was not in the country at the time to claim it.
Oh, and so you never got it?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, so people go to casinos to see if they can win a big jackpot, but there is one thing they will never see in a Las Vegas casino. What is it?
A. A glass of wine.
B. A wall clock.
C. A police officer.
Now, I've been to Macau, and I know that you're allowed to have a drink there, so I don't think it's A glass of wine.
And I don't think it's C, because when you have people trying to win money, you kind of need some enforcer, like a law enforcement agent.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies about casinos getting robbed, so maybe they do need police services. So we think it's B, right? A wall clock?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so a wall clock is just a clock up on the wall, okay? And as the article says, we saw the writing on the wall if we guessed B. A wall clock is the correct answer.
Awesome. All right, and here's another idiom. See the writing on the wall. And this means the knowledge that something bad is going to happen. Also, there's nothing you can do to change the future if you see the writing on the wall.
That's right. Once you see it, you kind of know, oh, that's how it's going to be. There's nothing I can do about it.
Do you know the origin of
it? Yeah, I do. This comes from a story from the Old Testament of the Bible. There was a great king who was sitting down having a feast with all his friends, and suddenly a ghostly hand appeared and wrote on the wall. And the words, which are in a language which I'm not even going to try to pronounce, basically meant that your kingdom is going to fall. Your days are numbered, you're not going to survive, and that's it, basically. Your kingdom will be divided up. And that's what happened. His kingdom was taken over by somebody else that very night. So by seeing the writing on the wall, it's basically saying you've seen the end. You've seen the kind of this bad future, and you can't change it.
That's unfortunate that the phantom hand did not give him enough time to prepare for this division.
I think earlier in the story you realize that he was a bad, lazy king who, you know, spent too much money and did bad things to people. So that's why his country just fell like that.
Oh.
He had it coming.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, well, unlike a movie theater or an amusement park, it's totally free to walk into a casino.
Yeah, that's good.
And on the other hand, you have to pay for every game you play.
That is also true, and that's where you lose all your money in a casino.
Yeah.
So we've got yet another idiom, which is on the other hand, okay? And on the other hand is used, it's a transitional idiom, really. You start a sentence with it, and you start the sentence to contrast with the previous sentence. So here we've said, it's free to go into a casino, you don't have to buy a ticket. On the other hand, you have to pay to play any of the games. So we often use this in combination with on one hand, blah, 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 on the other hand, blah, blah, blah. It's like a two-part sentence.
Right. You could say, like, the summers in Taiwan are really nice because they're warm.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there are a lot of rainy days.
Yes, exactly. You could also say, I like the food at night markets, but on the other hand, they're always crowded.
Right. The night markets, not
the food. Yeah, not the food.
Like, there's little bugs in it, no.
No.
All right, let's continue.
Okay. So, casino owners know that if people lose track of time, they are more likely to stay and keep spending money. Okay. So, we've got another short phrasal verb here, which is lose track of something. And if you lose track of something, you kind of lose contact with it. You don't know where it is or what's happening. In this case, we're talking about time. To lose track of time is to stop becoming aware of what time it is.
Right. So this is important in a casino because people are spending money. If you're aware that how long you've been in the casino, like 3 or 4 hours, and you're like, oh, man, how much have I spent?
Exactly.
But with no clock, you're not aware of the time, and you could stay there for, I don't know, 6 hours
or
more.
Yeah, you suddenly go, oh, my God, how long have I been here? So, of course, I'm sure you've all lost track of time, maybe reading a good book or playing a computer game. Suddenly you look at a clock or your watch and, oh my God, it's after midnight. I should have gone to bed hours ago.
Right. And especially time flies by, which is another idiom. Like, time goes by quickly when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So at a casino, you're occupied, you're having fun, you're losing money.
Yeah, you are losing track of time. You can lose track of other things, okay, if you're just going to forget where they are. For example, I lost track of my friends as they walked through the crowd. Again, crowded place like a night market. You're there with people. Suddenly, you just don't realize where your friends have gone. There's some strangers in between you. Did they go left? Did they go right? You don't know. You've lost track of them.
Right. Okay, the article concludes with this. So, they don't put clocks on the walls.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's just a trick. So here's an important lesson. When you go to a casino, keep your watch on. Make sure you know what time it is, okay?
Yes. All right, well, that's all for today's article, but I believe we still have our For You chat question.
Yes, so let's move on to that now.
For You chat.
So today's For You chat question is, do you like to play games of luck like poker?
No. I don't like games where there's a lot of luck involved, because I, as you know, am a very unlucky person.
Oh my god, I could tell you stories about Chris's bad luck.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of you out there listening don't know Pat and I, but we hang out outside of the office, and we played a game recently called Phase 10, which is a card game, and you need luck to actually kind of win it, because it's only cards. And I had the worst luck. I had a terrible score at the end.
That is true. I guess I prefer the games when there is a bit of skill involved. And to be honest, I would say poker probably involves more skill than luck, because you need to be able... You don't really play the cards. You play the opposing players. So you need to kind of get inside their heads and know what they're thinking. Some games just involve luck, you know, lucky cards or lucky dice. I'm okay with those. I consider myself a lucky person.
Ah, of course you would. You win frequently when playing against me.
Yeah, well, again, I don't think you need to be lucky to win against you. You just kind of need to be there.
That's right. All right. How about our listeners out there? How about you discuss among yourselves whether or not you like to play games with luck, like poker or Yahtzee, which is a dice game?
That is almost pure luck.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like roll dice, keep the dice, don't keep the dice, and then roll them again, and hopefully you get a good score.
Have you ever been in a casino, Chris?
No, I have... I was on a cruise in my senior year of high school, and it was an all-night party. In the U.S., when you graduate, high school seniors get to have an all-night party, which is a long party. But we had a casino on there, and I actually won more than anybody.
So you can't be that unlucky.
That was, I used all my luck that night.
Okay. Well, here's, just as before we finish, I'll give you guys one useful idiom to remember, or a proverb, which says, unlucky at cards, lucky in love. So even if you get bad luck on games of luck, don't worry. You'll probably get a really nice partner in your life.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's all from me and Chris, and English for You. We'll see you tomorrow for day two of this article. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sentence for You. Hey, everybody. This is Sentence for You. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about... Seems like I forgot to prepare for today. 糟糕哦，我好像忘了准备今天要讨论的句子了。Maybe we can brainstorm a bit, see if we can find any topic for today. Okay, I got it. Okay, 在本科课里面呢，讲到了这个 people go to casinos to see if they can win a big jackpot. 人们呢，到赌场看看能不能赢得大奖。这边 see if 的用法就好像中文里说的看看能不能，这个看看 see 这个动词哦，就像中文一样，可不是真的要看哦。我们再看一个例句， Alice has been in her office for the whole morning. Alice 哦，整个早上都待在她的办公室里。Let's go to her office and see if she finishes her work. 哎，去她的办公室看看她的工作做完了吧。See if 看看有没有，看看能不能，这种表达可能的说法哦，你可以用相信呀，你很熟悉的 maybe 或是 probably, perhaps 这些同样有着可能的意思的单词来替换。例如前面这位忙碌的 Alice 啊，她的句子可以有改写成这样 ：Let's check out her office. Maybe she has already finished her work. 去她的办公室看看吧，她可能已经做完工作了。Okay, now it's your turn. See if you can make a sentence.With CF on your own. And that's all for today. See you next time. Bye bye.
Fun facts. One, making violins is both an art and a science.
Guess how many pieces of wood it takes to build the instrument. A. 12. B. 37. C. 70. You put all the pieces together if you chose C. The modern violin was designed by Andrea Amati about 500 years ago. The wood used is usually from a spruce or maple tree. These woods are tough, but they also help to produce the violin's beautiful tone. 2. People go to casinos to see if they can win a big jackpot. But there is one thing they will never see in a Las Vegas casino. What is it? A. A glass of wine. B. A wall clock. C. A police officer. You saw the writing on the wall if you guessed B. Unlike a movie theater or an amusement park, it's totally free to walk into a casino. On the other hand, you have to pay for every game you play. Casino owners know that if people lose track of time, they are more likely to stay and keep spending money. So, they don't put clocks on the walls.
Vocabulary review.
Put all the pieces together. Sherlock Holmes found an important clue and put all the pieces together. See the writing on the wall. When the teacher walked in with an angry face, the students could see the writing on the wall. On the other hand, sharks can be dangerous animals. On the other hand, dolphins are quite friendly to humans. Lose track of. Harry lost track of his friends at the night market, so he called them on his phone.